Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The parents of a six-year-old boy who died of a cardiac arrest less than 24 hours after he attended an emergency department say they've many questions over what happened to their son. Logan Murphy died at Cork University Hospital in August of last year. A HSE investigation into the child's treatment is significantly delayed, and the Murphy family claim an inquest failed to recognise why their boy died. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is here with the details. Morning, Barry.
Morning, Colin.
You've been speaking to Logan Murphy's parents.
Yeah, and Logan's pictures fill Lee and Patrick Murphy's front room in Macroom in County Cork, the youngest of their two children, and the events leading to the tragedy of August 13th last year still fresh in their mind.
He's a sweet little boy. He never give out. He loves his mom. And he's going on first class, supposed to be, this year. And he's friends of everyone. He loves to pray. He prays every night. He's funny. He's a chatterbox. He wants to be a doctor. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, that's what I remember about Logan.
We had a playhouse there from there, and he loved it. Like, we just got it. I'm seven sister there, she was saying it, and the fun they had was massive fun, right? Like, fun and games, you know, like any other young lad, like, you know.
He says that when I grow up, I want to be like a rock star doctor because he loves to play guitar. That's what he wants to do. And he's our baby. He is our baby. And it's just sad. Yeah, he's not here anymore. It's just hard.
He was just a very good little boy, in fairness. I mean, that was Logan, the kind little boy.
Talk to me about August 11th last year. It's late at night, and it's perhaps a scene that many a parent will recognise when the child comes into the bedroom feeling a bit sick.
He come to me around 1 or 2 in the morning, I'd say. He just said, "Mommy, I feel sick." And we sat down and he started vomiting, and he vomited on the floor and he say sorry. As a parent at that kind of age, they always got a bug. So I thought it's just like a bug in the morning. But I gave Calpo. Around 12, I asked, "Would you like something to eat?" And he says, "A slice of apple." He just had like 2 or 3 bites of it. I said, "Are you really not feeling well?" And he says, "I'm not feeling well. So we need to take Logan to the doctor." And we go there and Patrick bring Logan, and he couldn't walk.
Carried him into the car, it was fine. Then we dropped Lee at the front door of the doctor's and William around the back. When Logan goes to the doctor, so I just got to back the car, opened the door for him, and he stood outside the car and I started walking away. And next thing I just heard Logan go, "Can you carry me?" he says to me. And I said, "Come on." I said, "Come on." He said, "No, Dad." He said, "I can't walk." He said, picked him up and carried him to the doctor. I went to the doctor. And we were not in there long. The doctor lifted up his shirt, pressing his belly, and the doctor looked at me and he said, "You need to get him into hospital straight away," he said. He was concerned, like.
Lee and Patrick Murphy there talking about the events of the day. So Logan's condition, Barry, was serious enough for his GP to immediately refer him to the emergency department at Cork University Hospital. What happened from there up to the child's death?
So records show, Colm, how the boy waited at least 5 hours to see a medic. The youngster only had one interaction with a consultant during his hospital stay and was never seen by a paediatrician. Logan's inquest heard how the consultant ordered an urgent ultrasound the morning of his death, but the result didn't arrive for almost 6 hours, and even then was inconclusive, triggering a further request for a CT scan. The youngster died before that could take place. Now, the boy was initially treated for suspected appendicitis. He complained of chest pain and fatigue, his heart rate rising, his blood pressure dropping. And at 3 o'clock on August 13th, less than 24 hours after he presented to the emergency department, Logan collapsed on the ward, suffering a cardiac arrest that afternoon. This was down to myocarditis, an extremely rare and severe viral infection that causes inflammation of the heart muscle. And Patrick and Lee claim more could have been done to help their son.
Logan says, "Mommy, I feel like I can't breathe." I went out and told the nurses there that, you know, my son says he couldn't breathe, that he has a chest pain. Logan says, "Mommy, are we going home tomorrow?" It's just hard because I told Logan that you're in good hands, that we are in the hospital. So I said, nothing to worry about. We will go home tomorrow. Yeah, he say a prayer that night, and he said, am I gonna get better, mommy? And I said, I'm sure you will. But he was crying because he's in pain. And that was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And until the morning, the doctor's first round at 8 o'clock. Yeah, he asked Logan, how could you rate your pain, Logan, from 1 to 10? And Logan said 9. And he said, so send him for ultrasound as soon as possible. He said, it looks to me that it's a viral infection. We're waiting for it. We're waiting for the scan. We're waiting for it because that's what the doctor ordered.
You felt he was deteriorating before your eyes.
Yes. His color changes from white, pale to purple. So I asked for the doctor. I said, I need to speak to the doctor. I need a doctor. How many times I go out to them to ask for doctors? I need help.
And this is on the stage then where Logan said to me, said they had to go poop. My wife helped my son up in the commode. She got the commode, put it away. The noggin laid down and looked over at him. And I said to him, I want to straighten up your neck, small, because you know you get hurt laying on that way. Then my wife came back and she said to me, oh my God, she said he's dead. I said, he's not dead. She goes, he is dead. And I looked over and there was nothing on him. He was dead.
He just lay facing down. He's gone. He is gone. Really gone. I don't know. It's just... You know, like, as a parent, it's just a horrible scene just to see your child die in pain, that there's no one there to help you, even though you're begging for help.
His last words were, I can't take it anymore.
I can't take this anymore, mommy. But he's not crying. He's just said that I can't take this anymore. If you say that, it means he's in really bad pain, you know, because, like, the pain is there. So I said, like, I'll cry every single day. Like, knowing that my son died in agony. Too sad. It's just horrible to think that. So life is not fair. Like, if he requested that ultrasound as urgent, how come it takes, like, 6 hours to get the result? But no, we were failed. They failed Logan. He's looking forward for his first communion. He tried his suits for his communion. Unfortunately, it didn't happen anymore. It's like I'm having a nightmare, a bad dream. One day I will wake up and Logan will be there. And Logan will greet me, good morning, mommy. You know, that's what we always say. Come to my room and say good morning, mommy.
So this sudden dating, people just stop trying it on, is not true. It wasn't sudden. It was a slow death he had. There was no symptoms of myocarditis. There was. There was a high heartbeat and low blood pressure. And there was fatigue. And those are telltale signs of myocarditis. That's what we learned afterwards.
What a heartbreaking tragedy for the Murphys. What's happened since Logan's death, Barry?
So last October, the HSC initiated an external review led by experts in Waterford and Mayo to ascertain whether the boy's care, quote, could or should have been provided differently. Now, that review was due to be completed by February. It's now not due until July at the very earliest. At Logan's inquest in April, doctors defended their care, saying that while they suspected a viral infection, they couldn't be certain, and they insisted the rapid onset of myocarditis was shocking. Assistant State Pathologist Margaret Bolster, she told the inquest how myocarditis can be very difficult to diagnose as it has a wide spectrum of clinical manifestations. However, the Murphy's legal team, they argued the boy presented with several symptoms of the condition and they were neither investigated nor diagnosed. The Murphys, they wanted a verdict of medical misadventure. In the end, though, the coroner ruled that Logan died of natural causes, saying that a verdict of medical misadventure couldn't be returned against a hospital in this jurisdiction over inaction by medical personnel. In Britain, inaction does allow for a verdict of medical misadventure. And Lee and Pat say they still need answers over what happened to Logan.
We're very disappointed, of course. We were thinking that we will get an answer from that inquest. But it turns out like it's a very disappointing day. Of course, it's coroner's verdict. But we're still not satisfied from that verdict that Logan died of natural causes. It's just hard to think that a six-year-old died from the natural cause.
The argument put forward at the coroner's court you wanted added to the verdict that the hospital and medics should always listen to a mother's concerns, mm-hmm. to parents' concerns.
I see everything. I see how my child deteriorating. I see how he begged. I see how he suffered from pain. So that's why I'm asking for help. They should listen to the parents. They should listen to the mother's instinct all the time, because a parent, a mother especially, knows the children. Mother's instinct, it's always, you know, your gut's always telling you something.
The HSE is carrying out an external review into whether anything could or should have been done better in Logan's care. How important is that review for you?
Of course things should have been done different. Like, there was nothing done. I mean, things were overlooked. Most of the time Logan was inside hospital, he was on his own with me or Lee, and no doctor looking at him.
Because we were expecting that review before the inquest. I have a lot of questions in that review, and I want them to answer it. We need an answer. Like, my son died in less than 24 hours. He's a healthy young boy. He doesn't have underlying illness. He doesn't have any underlying illness for a first time to be admitted in the hospital. Myocarditis, that's what they said. It's a very rare. But like, when you look at it, myocarditis can be treated when you detect them early. As early as you can.
The review, you say it's very important that the HSE is commissioned. You were told it would be ready by February. In recent days, you've been told it could take several more weeks again, and now we're obviously coming towards the end of the month of May.
It's disappointing, like. It's just disappointing.
It's just shocking that they promised us 125 days, and it's more than 125 days now. 125 days when the patient's only there for less than 24 hours? Can't tell anymore. I'm just disappointed. It's still raw to talk about it, but that's the truth.
We're going nowhere. We're not going away from this at all. We're not going to go away from this. When we can see the facts in front of us, facts are there. Look at them.
What impact has it had on your daughter, Asia, who's 10 years of age?
This time since that happened to Logan, Asia's scared to go to hospital. Asia's scared to see the doctor. Asia's scared of everything, which is not very good for a 10-year-old child. She's the one who keeps saying to, you know, keep on fighting. Fight for Logan. She always thinks that she's going to end up like Logan, die. Which I always assure that it will never happen. It's very sad. Sometimes if I blame myself that, you know, have I not done more than enough? We will never move on. I don't think we will. But we need answers. From that answers, probably we'll have some peace. Logan will be happy if we fight for this. We won't stop. We will never stop until we get answers.
Lee Murphy there, and of course our condolences to her and to Pat and their daughter Asia. But what happens next, Barry?
The Murphy family solicitor Niamh O'Brien says she's consistently pressed the HSE for a specific time frame and update on the status of the review, including in recent days. Now, the HSE has told her over the past week how it will provide an update on the review process in 6 to 8 weeks' time, but offered no commitment on when even a draft report will be completed. A spokesperson for HSE Southwest said, "We sympathise sincerely with the Murphy family on their tragic loss. The review team have confirmed to us that their review is ongoing."
Barry, thanks very much for that.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.